Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just before we go any further, Oscar's got a gift that he brought in today. I just want to say I love our listeners. More to come. I will tell you why. It's just our listeners never fail to amaze me and shock me with their skills as listeners. And
they're excellent listeners.
All you want when you do something like this is to have people pay attention, and right. I'm thrilled. But anyway, Oscar, you said you came in today. Did you receive a great gift?
We all received a great gift.
This is unprecedented to have a Thursday gift corner.
Yes.
This is crazy.
This is exciting.
gentlemen, you know that we've been alluding this for some time now that we've got some new office space, and
yes.
We will be sharing a little bit more about it. But with the new office space, we got a cartoon size fridge, which the TMOS family has essentially taken over. Right?
I actually have that on my show prep today that we're going to be talking about the fridge.
Cartoon size refrigerator.
It is big.
It's as big as 8 Adrians, if you've seen a picture of it on.
How did you acquire the refrigerator?
Was there any Figgy Miggy? Were there any shenanigans in the acquisition of
the fridge was brought.
Figgy Miggy?
Yes, that's a Spiewak family term.
The fridge was brought here, Mike, and they hadn't put anything in it. So we said, we're going to start putting stuff in it, and now we can use it.
It's exciting.
Yes. So there have been a plethora of sodas that have been brought to us, some from Detroit, Michigan, some from the West Coast.
He's referring to Faygo, Mike.
Yes.
Faygo. God, I wish I was there.
Faygo.
I love soda pop.
Faygo is strong. Faygo
is such a good soda. You're not American if you don't like soda pop.
Yeah.
This next gift is in the same vein where it says the TMOS gang. There's an energy drink crisis that's been solved, well, for a day at least. Nothing says like loving like a gift of pussy. And I present to you guys the energy drink, which is simply named pussy.
Oh, it must be some sort of cat-themed beverage.
A cat-themed beverage. That's how we protect licenses around the country.
Matthew Lacey was kind enough to send us these lovely energy drinks, which I did not know were real until I double-checked on the web, and they sell this brand across America.
Could you hold
America.
That up to the camera
I can
get a better
Please
look
do.
At these? And Rob, I can say it, these cans of energy drink.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That's
We're
right.
Completely
that's,
covered, right? You remember
brand.
The days.
That's the brand.
There What a beautiful can.
Yes.
Hey, nice can.
That is a beautiful can of
Hey, do you want to guess the flavor of this?
What is it?
Passion fruit and lime.
Boy, does anybody want to sample the pussy that's in the studio?
Mike, I just got married.
Do you think we're going to get in trouble by doing it too many times, by saying it too many times?
No, because we're just, promoting a product.
It's
this could be a future sponsor.
Again, who wants to try? Who
I'll
wants
do
to
it.
Try
I think
drink?
Rob needs
right.
the
I'll
most.
I'll do it. Boy, after 21 years of marriage, you
Rob,
said it, pal.
Rob understands the flavor profile.
That's right. It's a natural energy with 100% natural ingredients. So let's give it an open and see
right.
what happens.
Let's see what happens. Oh, that's a nice sound, isn't it? Sound of a carbonated beverage. Now, Rob, smelling it.
The nose. Well, it's a little
I have to tell you.
Off-putting.
I have to tell you, Red Bull was off-putting to me. And I owned my bar back in the day when it was Red Bull and vodka was the drink
sure.
that all the young alcoholics were enjoying.
You don't like the bubblegum drink of Red Bull? The
I don't
smell?
Know. I cannot.
It's like Smarties. It smells like Smarties, not gum.
It repels me. Not sure why, but it repels me. So, what is the note on this particular can?
I can definitely smell the lime. There's a citrus note, and
but it
doesn't. It's a little musky.
But to you, the can of smells bad.
Yeah, but sometimes you can overlook the smell. I believe that we've had that conversation off air. Let's see how it tastes. Here we go.
Sample it right now. Energy drink.
It's not giving me any energy.
Really?
Can I try some?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, try some.
Yeah, I think you should.
I just got married.
Pony, do you want to dive in on this? Do you want to participate in this?
Oh, absolutely.
Hard to explain the flavor. Well, there is lime.
We'll save some for our guests when he comes in.
Are they all the same flavor?
Yes.
Yeah, all passion fruit. Hold on.
I'm getting more lime than passion.
You go first, if you don't mind.
Okay. Why am I getting visions of this being our last show on 97.1? I mean, we're really, this is a product that
this
someone
is a product.
Says. Hmm. So, I mean, I'm not doing anything unusual. No.
Well, we all know Pony's lifestyle. Is that an unfamiliar flavor to you?
Well, not quite, but I haven't had it in a very long, long time. This is not too bad. It's kind of like flat Sprite.
Flat Sprite.
Well, I'm not getting Sprite at all.
Are you getting the flatness of it?
It is flat. I would like to have more zest to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oscar Santana, you're trying yours? Let's see. Mm. He's a quiet drinker.
Yeah.
Rob knows to go to slurp on a radio. Mm. What do you think?
Tastes like HPV.
Oh!
Okay, that's it. All right, that's enough. Now we've gone officially too far. He doesn't care about our affiliates.
No.
He doesn't care about our affiliates. That's
the
way
he likes the cheap laugh. He likes initials.
There was a story last night on the nightly news.
Oh, no.
God forbid, us men, no. Right? There is an outbreak for what is it? I don't even know. There's HPV of the mouth and neck. I didn't even know that existed.
The neck?
Wow.
Wow. You'll never wear a tie again.
Terrifying.
Mike, it is horrifying.
Through the roof. Through the roof.
Well, you know what? You got to mind your manners.
Yeah, mind there your, you go. Mind your P's and Q's. Yeah.
Mind your P's and Q's. And T and R and U. Oh, my God. All right, you know what? Just start the show. We'll bring our guest in afterwards.
I think that's a good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I think we can all agree that the country is crazy right now politically. Here's how effed up things are right now. I actually know who my congressperson is. That is not normal. Let's not normalize that. I don't want to know that guy's name. But we're a very divided nation. But personally, I choose not to focus on the things that divide us as people. I choose to focus on the things that unite us. And the one thing we all have in common, whether you're Republican or Democrat or black or white, gay or straight, each and every one of us, we all have a podcast, and I think that's what's going to take us into the next decade. Well, I have to go in a minute, but before I do, I just wanted to make a quick announcement to you guys as a public service that October is National Awareness Month. So, yeah. just be on the lookout in general. Thank you very much.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Wade. Wade Baird, the public, what is he, Rob?
Public Information Officer, Loudoun County Public Schools.
Nobody gives me an intro like Wade does. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our neighbors at Cornerstone Yay! First Financial. Do you understand every aspect of refinancing? I don't. It's complicated. And with your money on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump in without a total understanding. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get you the refi process you need. They'll do it fast. They'll do it easily. Easily. They will do it easily. Right now, interest rates are mighty low, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every single month. They can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to once again welcome from the great state of Maryland, the congressional candidate in the, what district is he in? Oh, I'm sorry. That's just a fantasy I had. I'm so, so very sorry. I'm sorry. Dominique Foxworth is here.
Yay!
He formerly of your Baltimore Ravens, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, now, you know, the bottom line, Fox, you're a good guy. And I just think we need good people to do good things.
Gotcha.
Now, in this great country of ours, more than ever, we need good people taking the plunge.
I'll pass.
Okay. That's it. Just that was it. That was it for my solicitation.
I've been trying to have him get into public office for, I would say, a better part of a decade now.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
We
I
love
think
you.
You're a man
you
of good moral fiber. You have great viewpoints. You fight for the little man.
Right. And that none of that sounds like any politician that you guys know. Like, why would you put
you
me
know,
in?
But Mike,
I mean,
was it McGovern now more than ever McGovern? I think enough time has passed. We can grab that slogan and make it be Dominique's.
Oh, I think there's absolutely no statute of limitations on political slogans. You can grab them and steal them. And, you know, there's no original idea in radio, so there's no original idea in politics either. You know, it's just recycling the same stuff. But really, in that tiny, teeny, tiny little exchange between Mr. Santana and Foxworth, you just saw the real reason I think we have this crap in political life, because people that are kind of qualified and maybe would make a good run at it just don't. Why would they want to get into the fray?
Well, we live in an era of professional politicians, people that have set out for many years. It was people would come from other government jobs or the military, and those were the people that would, you know, aspire to lead our nation. Now it's people say, I'm going to be president, and that's all I'm going to do, and that's it.
Can we all agree, when you're talking about people that dive into the political arena, I think there are many, many qualities one has to have. I think you have to be, first and foremost, you have to have a phenomenal level of ambition.
Yes.
I think it's that goes without saying. You have to be, but then on the other side, if you have the little sandwich, so lots of qualities in between, you've got the phenomenal level of ambition, and then on the far other end, total and complete shamelessness.
Yep.
Also the love of a certain energy drink or the name of.
Now stop it. Now we're not doing that anymore, because I'd like to keep the licenses of the broadcast outlets, the few that we have. That's
sorry.
It.
I love that when you say we're not doing that anymore.
No. By the way, if that was a bonus show, that would be an hour.
An entire bonus show.
We would do that for an hour. I could have fun with that for an hour.
But we're not doing it anymore.
Well, I just
Fox sat down and we left a can of the aforementioned drink in front of him, and he gave me the hairy eyebrow.
It was hairy.
I was pretty glad that the bit was only about 7 or 8 minutes, and that I wrapped it up with an alphabet joke. I think that was good. I think that's, I'm happy with
that. If someone sends us this, Mike, we got to talk about it and we got to thank them.
Yeah, otherwise we're not grateful.
It was, it brings me back to the day when we could have a discussion like that on the radio. Well, probably not. Probably even back in the day, that one would have gotten the GM, you know, to say, could you come to my office at 10:30? We need to sit down and have a chat.
You're excited?
I mean, when I saw it, it's been a long time since I've gotten a random one of these in my life. so for Married
Man,
it was nice.
I like it without mentioning the word. Yeah. I think that's funny.
I gave it some thought, because we had the show up and everything. I do prefer the fresh to the canned. Just so you know.
Okay, we're done now.
Yeah,
it's
we're not doing
over.
It anymore.
Hey, Fox, can you throw in some plugs for what you're doing so our listeners can check you out wherever you are?
Yeah, right. Actually, I'm here today because I love you guys and I want to hang out, and because I'm recording a podcast for ESPN, Nickel Package. I do a weekly show with Mina Kimes about football, and it's really only a little bit about football. It's mostly about her and I making fun of other people who think they know what they're talking about, but that's a fun show. And then I still write on Undefeated, and I'm on the television from time to time, but
on a weekly basis. I turned on CNN the other day. He's on CNN. CNN!
What were Anchoring? You on CNN for? What were you talking about on CNN?
Running for public office.
Liar!
Yeah.
Liar, you changed liar, your liar, mind liar, since liar. Then? That's the deal?
Yeah, it was just all the politics and sports stuff, so they needed someone there who was on the sports side because they have plenty of politics side, but I was there doing that and talking
Can I burden you with one question?
Of course.
About, you know, because I like to get you in and just have you panel and just join us for what we're talking about. But I do want to ask you one question about the most recent meeting, and that's probably what they were asking you about. I just want your impression of it. When the NFL sat down, they did not offer any kind of direction to the players that were representatives there about this entire national anthem thing. They did have an exchange, and I was just curious what your thoughts, being a former player,
were, and president of the NFLPA.
That's
about
right.
That. Yeah, so, and president of the NFLPA. We should mention that because that's significant. What did you, did you find that to be a good development, a bad development? Did you think it was meaningless? What's your impression?
Yeah, I am generally pretty cynical, but I actually felt really good about what took place there. It seemed like the team owners and the players seemed to be on the same page. I think there is some discrepancy between the purpose of kneeling during the anthem at this point, but I think the players don't stand by the idea of needing to kneel during the anthem as much as they want to be recognized and have efforts put forth towards addressing some of the things that concern them. So it seems like the ownership in the league office are taking steps to do that, which is, I don't know, frankly, as a PA president, it's very hard to get 32 billionaires to do anything that some lowly players want them to do. So they're doing some of those things now. So I think it's encouraging.
As a follow-up
Let me just get this in here. I think that one of the things I heard with the analysis of this is that when you look at the example of what the NFL has done for breast cancer awareness with the pink socks and the sweatbands and everything they've done in there, you know, it's a powerful entity, and it's an entity that can affect change, social change in this country. So the issues that the players have, I think that if that is acknowledged, what will come out of this, you know, I think a lot of people thought this was a huge dog and pony show with the president and the players and the And what comes, if something comes out of this where there are initiatives financially, NFL, to support some of these organizations that can further the causes that these players are talking about, I think that would be...
Yeah, they've gotten behind a criminal justice reform law, a bail reform law, so that's the first step, but we'll see. Sorry, Rob.
No, there's no doubt that they've done positive stuff, but this was a big deal for many weeks in a row. Do you see it harming the NFL brand at all in the short term or the long term?
My guess is no. Like, there have been so many things over...
I mean, it's so massively powerful.
But yeah, it's just not going to happen. No, it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, there have been so many things over time that we could have taken and used to stop watching football, and we really haven't, though.
Right.
There have been some waning of the ratings recently. It hasn't really taken a big impact. People love their football.
Okay.
Except for Oscar.
Oh, please.
I took
Find
a
me
survey.
On draft. Playdraft.com.
I'm glad we've got Fox in here because I actually took my own survey. Has this anthem protest damaged the NFL? And if not, has anything else this season damaged it more? And they said, yes, something has damaged it more. And his name's Eli Manning. That's what it is.
It has been rough for the Giants up there.
It's a real thrill. You know, when you've only got limited games and you come in and you're ready for your team and you sit down and you watch all four. And then they happen to win the sixth game. The one you decided not to watch. That's the one they decide to win. Thank you, Eli, with your open mouth. Thank you. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that. You know? Really. You know, and I got a question
for you guys.
Yes.
Is Oscar different? Like,
No.
No, he's not? Okay.
No, I got it on. Where did I get it?
Since the marriage?
Yeah,
the
married man?
Not in general. No,
I went on Marcus Serta's thing, and he asked me that specifically, and I said, well, Omeracast is what it's called.
Marcus Serta's thing.
And his thing.
Hey, have you ever forgotten the name of a show?
I talked to him for almost, I think maybe 45 minutes, almost 45 minutes
left. Whoa. It just seemed like 45 minutes.
Stop it.
15 forever. See, on that program.
This is why he hates you. Yeah, this is why he hates you.
I know, and I him.
No, but the thing now, I said I haven't noticed any difference, and I think really the difference, we don't look at Oscar for the difference now. It's Mrs. Santana.
Because
her life is
the blue apron wasn't ready last night.
Oh dear,
just getting comfortable.
Blue apron.
I said, "Where's dinner?" She said, "Oh." I'm like, "Oh, get married, things change."
Yeah. You know, Rob and I were riffing. He actually sent me some information on Blue Apron, one of our fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we began to riff a little bit on Pony Boy Matt Bloom Blue Apron recipes.
Well,
and
what
Rob,
happened?
Rob ended the discussion with the funniest one that I got. Simple. Smoked salmon.
Autocorrect.
Touche.
So the autocorrect on my phone said I'd sent him some Bloom apron. And that's where it began.
Nice. So but you didn't intend to do that. I thought that was your joke. I gave you credit for that joke.
And then I went on. We went with it. But, you know, it was Siri created the joke. But it was the highlight of my day yesterday. Mm. I love having fun.
I get Blue Apron delivered.
Fun, yeah, right. Yeah,
fun is the best thing to him. So, you know, so Rob writes to me, I sent you the Bloom, I just emailed you more Bloom Apron codes. And I wrote back to Rob, I said, Carla loves Bloom Apron. And then Rob corrects it, blue. And I said, haha, I thought it was intentional. And then Rob wrote, try the country fried cigarettes. Matt Bloom Apron. And then I wrote, because I realized we're having fun, Matt Bloom recipes. Carrot sticks with thin mints. So, you see, Matt, we're trying to get you to stop smoking. That's what we're trying to do.
But we've only been doing it for 5 years. I think we're making a lot of progress.
I know that there's going to be one individual who might, if he becomes aware of this, well, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you probably listen to this show, so you probably know it's you that I'm talking about. But this is a pet peeve. I want to check our time, see if we have time to get into this. We do.
We do.
And there was a... There was a particular post on Facebook last night from one of my friends that I've read this type of post before, and I wanted to call it out because it's time.
Okay.
I'm sick of it. This is exactly what the post was. This is when people want some information, and they don't just say, I need it. If you could please give me information on something. This is the way the posts are written, and they piss me off. Let me tell you how it goes. So this guy writes, need some great Bluetooth earbuds. Go. And I say, F you. Excuse me. I'm not here.
Right, you think you're yourself.
You think you're so scary important that your laziness, where you don't want to research your own product, is a chance for you to offer your friends a contest to say who's going to come up with the best idea, you narcissist.
Yeah.
This is not the way. Now listen, if you had come up and said, I'm having a tough time finding some Bluetooth headphones, would anyone please mind giving me some recommendations? That's the way you
and
do that.
What
you
you're
going
to use it for.
Yeah.
Not just running. Is it for the car? Yeah. Is it for the office?
The go with the exclamation point because he's trying
go, like,
manufacturing
and it's like,
excitement.
Like I lean back to Carla and I say, oh, Carla, Jeffrey Douche just came up with an idea that we're going to have a contest coming up with our Bluetooth headphones. What are those ones you have? I want to get in first so I can win the prize.
At this point, there are so many different iterations and brands of Bluetooth headphones. You might as well write, I need some new tires. Go.
Yeah, go. Go!
That's not the first time I've read something like that where somebody goes, go.
Yeah.
Like it's a now. Like we're waiting at a line at a race.
Looking for something to watch on Netflix. Go.
Go. Yes.
Go.
I personally like Jeffrey Douche's tactic.
You're just being a contrarian,
Mr. Foxworth. Why would you like that?
I mean, why do we need to waste time with all these words? Like, he knows what he wants, man. Puts it out there.
It's called Amazon.com. People have gone there and wrote the reviews there already.
You can trust these robots if you want to.
I'm coming straight to my man Mike O'Mara because he knows. I respect and trust your opinion on everything. So I just come to you. I don't waste my time with all these words. Say, hey, Mike, Bluetooth headphones, right. Go.
You don't think it's just a little self-important when somebody posts it like that?
Like,
they
he's
got
to go
so
print out a TPS report because he didn't have time to look at the ratings.
And it wasn't directed at me, Fox. This is sent out to everybody. Yeah. This is sent out to everybody in his little friend land.
You got
to
fake it till you make it. He's not that important, so he's going to pretend that he's important.
Running with the big dogs. Yeah.
Sooner or later, if he behaves that way, someone will believe that he's important. And that's how you
that guy's always on his Bluetooth.
Yeah, pull his old bait and switch, Jeffrey Deuce.
I'm a simple man with a simple mind. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Pen, please.
Okay. You know what else I don't
fake
like?
Fake it. Till
oh, you're writing it down.
You make it.
There if it go. Rhymes, okay. It's true. That's
Oscar's
that's
built a career on it.
That's
what I live off of. Oscar's
well, it pissed me off because I have
you
a pathetic life.
You can't crank it till you yank it.
And also, what?
That was my go-to.
And the other thing I hate on Facebook that is similar to that, but it is much more a soft sell, is when someone posts something and says, I'm just going to leave this here. Mm-hmm. I hate that because there is so little effort involved in that. I found a funny picture. I'm just going to leave it here. That's not even faking it till you
hold
make
on,
it.
Hold
That's
on,
like
hold
giving
on,
up.
Hold on. Let me defend this person also.
Okay.
Maybe they aren't that creative and they have something. They want you to have it. What's worse, them saying I'm just going to leave this here or them coming up with some silly, lame pun that's not actually funny to go along with their picture?
Hmm? Let me answer that question. I will give you the twofold answer to that. Okay. Because there are two gripes that I have with this particular post. Let's take away the fact that this is a strategy for getting information. That might be an effective way with sans words, sans verbiage to get this information. So that's okay if you're trying. But the gripe that I have is that with this wonderful world that we have now, you are able to do with just these little digits.
Fingers, yes.
You can do all your own research. So the premise of going there. Now, if you're up against a wall, like, for example, what Oscar said, if you come into this situation, you go, hey, I scoured the, I have no idea what, there is no admission of inadequacy in this. I sound like Fuller Riley.
Yeah, you do.
You know, there's no admission, Sean Hannity, of, you know, of inadequacy for this guy, you know, and it's
guy.
Just, I don't know. He's just, sliding. He's sliding. He's
couple
not doing
things.
It live.
Couple
what
things. First
what
of all,
I love
oh,
is
sorry.
That this is a new
he
segment.
He was answering, excuse me, Johnny Interrupto. We have a guest who was actually engaging in an exchange, Mr. We have a guest and you're excited, so you won't let anyone else talk. I'd like him to answer the question if it's possible. Okay?
I'd like that too.
That'd be fun. Thank you.
Sans verbiage sounds like a wrestler from the Eastern Bloc, and I like him a lot. I would bet on sans verbiage to win Greco-Roman wrestling in the Olympics. Second of all, the thing, so that is, I agree with you. I am kind of just being a bit of a contrarian, but the technology thing that people do that bothers me, and it's not everyone, but a couple members of my family like to text me things to ask me questions that they could easily Google. And I just write back, like, with the effort that you used to type this in and press send, you could have put it in the same box. So let me give you an example. So I went to Big East basketball tournament a year ago with my sister-in-law, and my father-in-law texted us and said, what's the score?
There it is.
My response, I texted him back, I don't know, what time is it?
Yeah, it's just make the effort. Rob, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes.
I was going to say, this has been a great episode of my new favorite segment, Mike's Gripes.
It's like, what did Leno used to do? What's your beef?
Yeah, what's your beef?
No, I don't like, I would never force myself to do a regular segment of it. This is just something where suddenly I'm looking at this, and it lights my candle because it's just what he said. This is information you could get. Now, listen, I've done searches for stuff online like anybody else, and sometimes you come up against a wall where you're just inundated with maybe misinformation or not quality information.
And you want a personal
a personal recommendation.
Sure.
A testimonial.
And earbuds might be an example of that. So it's just the way the guy phrases that. It kind of frustrates me. And there's so much out there. If you have I'm trying to think of an example when we talk about searching for something on Google.
Porn?
No, porn's easy.
Okay,
I have, that's lazy of lazy.
I mean, that's what the internet's for.
Today's show.
It searches for you, basically.
Well, no, I have a well, I actually went out and got a consultant. His name is Schmoschker Schmantana. Yeah.
He's good. I've used him.
Cyber Monday, you get the best deals.
My consultant actually gave me advice maybe 7 years ago, and I've never needed anything more. You know, but that man might have a problem. It's a spanking good time. But anyway, I have to say that when you go and you're searching, and this is not necessarily medical, but I did look up stuff for my kid when my kid got sick recently.
Sure.
And it's just hold off for just a sec here, just for a second. You know, and the thing that I was looking at was a chat group. Where you I had a question up there, and there were 15 other people that had similar, and it's too busy. I like to just get the website, the information,
give me
and
the
make
answer.
It, but it's a different world now. We don't need to, you know, we can do our own stuff most of the time. That's the way that rolls. You know, we can get our information that way. But if you get into one of those, I never log time on those chat groups because then you get five people with a modified version of your question, and you get an answer where you're not really sure where that answer is coming from. It's probably more medical than anything else.
And I feel bad after this conversation because the last time I texted Dominique, I said, "Hey, what's your cell phone number?"
Bada bing. But now you can
Did
play
you think
music.
That was gonna slay?
I thought that was pretty good. But you never can tell. Hey, I'm gonna make a pun on the show. Go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, we're with Dominique Foxworth, and we're having a good time. Good times being had by all, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. When we come back, I want to tell you about the super sleuths in our listening audience that really did pull a good one for me, and I'm truly amazed by it. We'll talk about that. Lots more fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the... Well, negative is going to be of... you have a number line. Negative with integral... What you got to do is a number...
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything, even help with homework, be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at MichaelMaraShow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. It's that easy. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, it's convenient, and it saves us time and money. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter the code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Yesterday on the show, I think I take it for granted how closely people listen to this show every day.
Oh, they do.
And
they do.
I had a little throwaway story about my kid having a meltdown at hockey practice. Really not hockey practice as much as we get him together with a skating teacher that's teaching him how to skate. And with a focus on kind of skating for hockey. She's a wonderful French-Canadian lady that does an incredible job. She's actually worked with the NHL, and she happens to be in our backyard, and she gives private lessons, and we jumped on it. And so it's great to see him out there, but they brought another kid in to his little one-on-one lesson, and he had he behaved like a complete, you know, nasty kid because he just had a meltdown about it. And he's a sweet kid, but like all four-year-olds, there will be the moment where, you know, you lose control.
Yes.
And I have had, they have been rare in my world down here. And I talked about the fact that they brought this other kid and the parents of this kid, apparently the father played in the NHL.
Big hands.
And I told the story. Yeah, I told the story about meeting this guy. He's a tall drink of water, mm-hmm. and I shook his hand, and I felt like his hand was the grown-up's hand, and my hand was the hand of a 3-year-old girl.
Yeah,
shaking his hand. It was just like, and you immediately kind of go. So that's it. And I told the story, and he had a meltdown, and then he went back out on the ice, and everything was fine. Carla stayed at the practice and apologized to the parents, and they were really cool. And apparently this guy was very nice to my son. That's it. I didn't mention names.
Sure.
I didn't do anything.
You were vague.
Last night, people are messaging me, and for whatever reason, the player is, people are just curious. People are curious.
People are curious.
People are curious. And the second message I get, the guy says, I think it's this guy. And he shows videos of this guy mixing it up in the NHL, like the fisticuffs, right? And I looked at the picture, and I'm like, I can't, you know, these grainy NHL YouTube videos. And then I said, well, let me just pop the name in, and it's the guy.
They connected it. You didn't even mention a name.
They connected the dots. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to. But they connected
Howe.
The dots, and it was Gordie Howe. That was right. But it was stunning to me that they were able to do this. And now, if our paths cross again, I'll be all buttery.
Sure.
I'll be even more intimidated.
More stunned or more frightened at how efficient they were at connecting the dots? Because that's a little eerie.
I was impressed.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, I was impressed that they were able
this
to do
falls
that.
Into that space when someone puts up a picture on Instagram or Facebook, and say it's your family pic. Your entire family's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy pic, but on the corner of the kitchen counter, there are some Milano cookies from Pepperidge Farm. And they will mention nothing
totally
about
agree.
Your family,
totally
your niece, your nephew. They'll be like, oh. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite
things
to do.
I love my favorite cookies. Pepperidge Farm. What
absolutely.
A great brand. Milano's. I'll kill it back. They talk about the cookies and nothing else.
I love to do it, and one of the reasons I do is it drives Mike crazy. Is you comment on something that has nothing to do with the picture?
Yeah, like here's my son in his brand new outfit with a brand new haircut on his first day of school, standing next to his proud mother, and I'll get a response that says, "Is that Beluga's dish? Is that his water dish?"
I did it to Carrie this weekend. She put up a beautiful picture of Julia from a wedding we went to. Julia is posing on a swing. You know, it looks beautiful, like a Hollywood picture. I said, "Look at the stick on the ground."
My move is when people send me screenshots, I comment on their battery situation. So when people send me a screenshot, like, hey, it's like a screenshot of a conversation where someone says something rude to them or something, I'll say, hey, you need to charge that thing, don't you?
That's great.
Battery. You better find some juice.
It gets so annoying. It's like, that's not what I posted.
Why can't you play this game right?
I didn't want you to do that.
But this guy, it was more than a cup of coffee in the NHL. And
didn't realize that when you met him.
No, he mixed it up. He mixed it up with a lot of the big enforcers in the NHL. It was and
last name Brashear.
No, but Lucic, you know what I mean? That's a big name. And but I'm sitting there going, I just can't imagine, from my days playing hockey, if I had been on the receiving end of one of those tractor trailer hands, I would have been, it would have been in a world. No, it makes you realize how much bigger and stronger people in the NHL
are. You gotta fight them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bottom line, you gotta fight
them. Oh, Mike has to fight this dad?
He has to. Okay. His kid came in, bullied your son, took your son's one-on-one lesson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you have to fight it. You may not win. You got a good chance, but it's the rules of the jungle is how these things work. That's how athletes think, man. He thinks that he owns you, and you have to show him that you're the boss, Mike.
When is Michael's next practice? When is his next lesson?
Stop it. I have to tell you this. I can't even begin to tell you how not only sweet this little guy was, but how oblivious to my son, like in the middle, this was out on the rink and I was on the other side of the glass, and this is what you heard in the background. You hear, and I'm like, oh my God. And he takes his hockey gloves, his little miniature baby hockey gloves, and he throws them and they slide all the way across. Then I said to Carla, I said, you know what? We're just going to ignore him. Let's go on the other. And it's the rink is inside There's the regular glass, and then you can go to an outer area where there's behind some doors another row of glass, mm-hmm. and you can like kind of escape to that, and then he's out of our line of sight. And he wears this little, he doesn't even have a hockey helmet, yet he's got a little green bicycle helmet. I've posted pictures of it up there. He's got this little green bicycle helmet, and we hear it, and we hear that. And I'm like, let's just go behind the door. Let's go behind the door now. Let's do that. And we walk back with Carl and I. And Carl and I are beginning to lose it as parents. So,
sure.
You know, the blame game, you know, it's like, it's your fault. 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 And we're on the other side of this glass, and suddenly we see skidding across the ice just the green hockey helmet, the green bicycle helmet. He's thrown his helmet now. He's thrown his helmet now.
Is that when Carlos said, just like his father?
No, it's just, I, you know, there was a, no, there were a few moments of a, please let me handle this. May I handle this? Please. And all the insecurities of being the father who resembles the grandpa are coming to the forefront with me. It's just like, oh man, is that, you know, I could hear, I am so sensitive to other people and I obsess so much. I do everything you're not supposed to. Psychologists, right. I'm a textbook for what not to do. Because playing in my mind is you know, the 8-foot-tall NHL man with the hands the size of a Winnebago and his beautiful wife, and that they're driving in the car. I'm already playing the scenario. It's like, you know, that's what they say about older fathers. They have emotionally disturbed children. You know, that's a shame. Well, I certainly hope he's not there the next time our wonderful, perfectly, genetically, wonderfully superior child.
Do you know how to solve that, Mike?
Yeah.
Know how to solve that? Solve it?
How do I solve it? Fight him!
Gotta fight him. It's just what you gotta do.
The kid, too.
I gotta fight him.
Gotta Mike fight shows him. Up to the next practice in full pads.
Let's go!
And put on hockey gloves just so that you can throw them off so that he knows.
Yeah, it's a great gesture.
It's go time. Yeah.
That's so empty when we're there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'll just walk in. Yeah, you know, it's a whole rink, and I'll walk by him, and I'll just catch him with my shoulder. Yeah. Excuse me?
And throw the gloves Excuse off.
Slide the helmet.
Won't be happening. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You got to fight them on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Meara Show. Anger, sadness, neglect, confusion. These are just some of the emotions we here at TMOS feel when listeners abandon us on Wide Open Wednesdays. No calls means no answers to the questions that keep us up at night. Like, what's the TMOS stock tip of the week? Does Adrian make bad jokes when he answers the phones? Or is that just in studio? Do you suffer from attention surplus syndrome, or ASS? And do you think Rob did a good job stocking the community refrigerator? With all the laughs we give you, give back to us. Call 888-920-MORE on Wide Open Wednesdays so you can contribute to the fun. And to make sure Mike doesn't have to make threats on air anymore.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's an interesting ending to the commercial. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We're brought to you by Filter Easy. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? I bet it's been a while, and you're supposed to do it at the minimum. A lot of people don't know this. At a minimum, 4 times a year, mm-hmm. so you can breathe good air in your home. There are lots of gribblies that get into the air of your house if you don't have a decent filter. I love Filter Easy. Brand new air filters, they're delivered right to my door, and when a new filter comes in, just like it did about 3 weeks ago, I know it's time to change it. It's a physical reminder to change the filter. No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. Fresh filters mean less dust in your home, less airborne allergens, and a 5 to 15% savings on heating and cooling because you have systems that are running cleaner, and you'll save on AC maintenance as well. You'll never forget to change your filter again. It comes right to your door. They drop it off, and you go, oh, the new filter's here. They're hard to miss.
Yep.
And then you pop them back in, and you do it 4 times a year. Filter Easy delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace it. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all of our listeners their first delivery of a standard 1-inch air filter absolutely free with free shipping. Never forget to change your filter again. That is easy. You just visit FilterEasy.com/TMOS or enter the promo code TMOS in the homepage. Breathe easy. Let Filter Easy do the remembering for you. And we thank you. Is everything all right technically?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Fox is working on a piece for ESPN, so he had to step out.
He is such a delight to come on the show. Love it when he panels fun. With us. It's always a lot of fun. And the refrigerator is doing well. The refrigerator is
shocked. We need new water. We need some more waters.
Just regular water.
Just regular water.
I got that down covered for you.
Well, just getting back to what we were talking about before. I never fail to be amazed at the sleuthing ability of our listeners. People. How somebody pulled that, I would have done it.
Well, Mike, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. You bring this up because I remember right before I got married, I had briefly taken a picture of Diego stocking the fridge in what is essentially the break room here now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or the
right.
common area, meeting room, whatever you want to call it.
How are they doing, by the way, all those people coming in? Are the new folks
It hasn't officially opened. It opens in November. So,
take some pictures. I'd love to see
a lot of construction really being done.
It looks beautiful. It's really together. Amazing.
Now, I took a picture of Diego stocking the fridge just because I simply thought it was nice that he was here after hours. He was making sure everything was put together. He was putting the Faygo in the fridge. He said, I got to put this Faygo in the fridge right away.
And he is adorable.
And he's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
And compared to the fridge, it makes the fridge look large.
It does. It does.
So I posted that on Facebook, and someone had asked if that was my wedding fridge that I got from the TMOS fan club.
Oh, yeah, the wine fridge that he got.
Kind of
the
sent me a fridge. Wedding fridge. Right? And I said, what they bought me was, like, I got to tell you, as far as a soda fridge is concerned, it's top of the line. Fridge. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely awesome. Someone had thought that was the fridge that the fan club bought me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, for context, I have a personal soda fridge. Beer/soda, right? Now it's
at
still
home or
it's
here?
At home. It's still in a box, waiting for the kitchen to be redone to actually fit it into the actual place because I don't have space for it at the moment, right?
Okay, are you gonna put your personal fridge like in the same room as your regular fridge?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose?
No, because then you have one just for cans and sodas, and then you have one for your regular fridge.
Yeah, I have a washing machine and a washing machine.
For context, you have to, for my home, it's so small, you have to buy the smallest fridge available on the market.
Right.
So
the smallest standard fridge.
Yeah, standard fridge.
So
yeah.
Having a second one in there allows you to like put it under the counter.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Someone still might be better in the bedroom.
Lived in a home. Okay.
Remember when I had one like that?
I do.
You had one?
Yeah. For late night colas.
Oh, man.
Late night fridge in my bedroom.
In your bedroom?
I never even used it. I talked more crap over that idiot move than I've ever, you know.
You see, that predates me. I only know that as a listener, but you did take a lot of crap for that. Yeah.
What's wrong with having a bedroom fridge?
I took more crap on that than I did the super antenna. What?
What's wrong with a bedroom fridge?
Well, it just was, it was mocked, summarily mocked.
Oscar, the super antenna turns your entire house into an antenna.
That's Rob busting my balls. There we go. That's it. Yeah, it was not smart. It was not smart. We ended up smashing it on the show.
I remember.
The super antenna.
Yep, didn't work. Thought it would get the incredible reception in every house.
Do you know the technology, the flawed technology of the super antenna goes back to the 1950s, and it never worked, but it kept coming back. And when high def became a thing, and you couldn't get high def on cable or DirecTV, you had to use an antenna.
The dishonest premise of it was that you could plug this thing in, and the wiring... The electrical wiring in your house would serve as
an antenna.
All of the shielded wiring.
But no, to be fair, the logic, if you don't know anything about home repair,
right.
I would buy into that.
And people do every 10 or 15 years.
Well, now, speaking, it seems like we've spent the whole day talking about social media, but the fact is that, you know, now, every day, I'm getting these different gadgets on Facebook that they're talking about. The latest, has anybody gotten the pizza oven?
That's your search profile.
I know it's my search profile. That's why I'm wondering when somebody might have a similar, like my colleague across the aisle.
I have not seen the pizza oven. I'm trying to think of the latest food
item.
What
about
I've
the tater tot oven?
Tater tot would be.
I know you're going on your fridge thing, but I have to tell you this story. So I get this pizza, and of course, they send it to me because of my search profile.
Right.
And of course, it means I'm going to click on it because I'm curious about it.
Curious.
And it's this tiny little, it's this rectangular, metal, narrow little oven with a big smokestack on it. And you put like wood pellets in and it superheats this little oven to make the wood-fired pizza oven.
So
you
can do these 800-degree pizzas.
Yeah, your artisanal 800 pizza.
Degree, but let me tell you what the problem is. But I think when you're doing an 800-degree pizza in a giant brick pizza oven that you see in these wood-fired pizzas. I think that's better than this tiny little space.
Yeah,
Let me tell you why. Because it looks, I'm like, it really does. It temperatures up to these massive temperatures. You can cook a this type of pizza in 60 seconds, and you put this thing in there. And you can also do meat. Now, I wasn't, the pizza not so much, but I'm looking, that'd be like going to like a Ruth's Chris or a Capital Grill to get that super-fired beef that they have,
commercial
right?
Grill.
I can see you scrolling through the ad and going, Carla, it does meat too.
Were you there? But the thing is, their infomercial, their little video.
Oh no!
He pulls out like a steak, like a big, thick porterhouse style steak, and you see him cutting it. And this thing, I figured out what maybe they didn't intend it to happen on their little infomercial. He cuts into the steak in the middle. You can see it on the video. The middle of the steak is not medium rare. It's not rare. It's raw. It's blood purple raw.
Yeah.
And outside of the steak is black charred. I said, I know exactly what happened. It's so hot that it charred it. It didn't cook it.
Right.
It didn't cook the meat properly, so it's probably terrible for meat.
Yeah.
And then I went on to my next thing.
Carl, it's not good for meat. Forget about it.
Carl,
yeah, it didn't work.
Keep checkbook.
I think it would do the same thing to a pizza. It would like crisp a pizza, and then it'll be raw.
Do you like the 800-degree pizzas?
I know. I would like the idea of if I was a man of means, I would love to have an outdoor cooking thing that
it's an outside thing, so you can't
probably our colleague in the next room who was just on the show probably has on his deck one of those things that he can make his relatives coming over.
There,
he makes
there
super
is
money.
A basketball court on his deck.
There, on his deck?
Well,
you
not
mean
his deck.
In his
on his
backyard.
Patio in the backyard. Okay, well, this is funny because he mentioned he said, "Do you want to play basketball?" And I said, "Yeah." Yeah, let's meet at Guy Mason Park at like noon. This was like 6 months ago. And he goes, "No, I have a hoop in my backyard." And I said, "Oh, no, let's go to the real court." Because I don't process my friends having certain things.
Yeah, it's going to be his driveway next to the garage, suburban household.
With a bag of sand on the base of it.
Exactly.
In the courtyard, right? Like in the court.
In the cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac, yeah. Right. All the kids are going to come out. It's going to be annoying.
Sure.
It's gonna be nuts.
He's got a full-fledged backyard.
So I walk into his backyard, and it's something out of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like...
Made a lot of money in the NFL.
I said,
he has Dick Enberg calling
the
game.
I said, this is all regulation, I see.
that's the way you do it.
You best believe that I am the rube.
Of course.
That got so excited that I'm like throwing three-pointers over into the neighbor's yard. Balls are going over in the neighbor's yard, right? And so I was like, hey, man, that must happen a lot. And he goes, actually, no, you're the first one.
Oh, God.
No, it's... You're over exuberance, Oscar. It's doing it. You know, it's
climb
just,
the fence to get
so,
the ball.
Hey,
I
mister.
Interrupted you. You were talking about the refrigerator and Diego, and then I want to talk about a little TV thing.
The commercial fridge that is outside, that's in this office, is not the same fridge from the wedding fridge. I want to clear that up.
Of course.
Okay.
B.
All right. So
B. There is I told everybody. I said, look, if you know, I actually put my own money up for all these drinks for the most part, and you put some in as well, right?
Yeah.
So Rob and I are sharing the brunt just because we're the only ones using the fridge right now. But out of like the circle of trust here,
right,
which is a Pony Boy, kind of Mac, Rofo, Diego, and Rob, myself, that come in here and work,
right?
I think that there is someone within our midst that is really taking advantage of the free beverage.
Somebody's really we're on to something.
Like they,
we might not get to our TV talk today because. Okay, hold on a second. Like you think someone is abusing the privilege.
Someone
now, would the abuse of the privilege perhaps mean throwing some beverages into a backpack on the way home? Could it be that significant?
It's like you're Mike. That is my. That is okay. Again. Do you believe, and everybody knows, and I think anyone here, including Rofo, knows that, like, for the most part, it's Rob and I running the ship right now, right?
Yeah.
As far as, like,
mm-hmm.
that fridge is concerned. Like, we've talked about on the show, here's some money. Next time
it's
you go to Costco,
you
come through
here. We haven't had perks in the office. It's nice, we're not here all that long. It's not bad.
If you knew your friends were stocking that fridge, literally stocking that fridge, would you be... taking advantage of that situation. And I call it taking advantage, squirreling away drinks for the road.
Right.
Coming in, not buying a drink because you're like, oh, they're going to stock it anyways. We're going to drink as many of these.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay, let's move on. Suspects. Come on. Let's go.
Hold on. Leaving wounded soldiers around like it's willy-nilly at the parents' house where half a drink soda's hanging
not
out.
Not acceptable.
Or half
not
a drink
acceptable.
Red Bull just hanging no. out.
Rob, what is your take on this situation?
Now, I will say I do take a soda home with me on the road for the ride home.
You stock?
No,
hold on.
I don't stock.
You stock the refri. I stock it, and I take a soda for the ride.
But
I never take anything for home.
Yeah, but right? also you don't have an hour and a half.
But I don't. Hold on, but I don't think Rob taking a soda for the road.
No, that's fine. No. He stocked.
By the way, if I was there, I would do it every day. I would have whatever I had during the show, and then on the way home, I would grab a beverage for the way home. That is not depleting it. That is not depleting it like you're talking about.
I feel like whatever's happening is happening behind closed doors.
Secrecy?
And either they're stocking their home fridge with it.
Rob, do you notice that the fridge seems to be
I come in every day and I grab something to drink for the show.
Yes.
And I look and sometimes I do, here's old grocery word, Mike. I face it out. I
pull. What does that mean?
I pull, you know, because the drinks are in strips. They're in like stripes of drinks, right? Like they're divided. So I pull them to the front. I face them out. It looks nicer and it's the way you do it.
Okay.
That's what you do the milk case. That's what you do when you're at a grocery store. You face it out.
I so want to be up there. I'm ready to get on a plane just to see the refrigerator.
I know, right. That's really probably why they got the refrigerator cheap. It doesn't have the tilted thing that automatically faces out. Yeah. And I think that the depletion of drinks is going at about the rate I anticipate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't agree.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, we put in a decent amount to start. We had some kind listeners send us some stuff.
Yeah.
There's some slow movers in there.
Yeah.
There's some hot movers in there.
I mean, we're all out of that one drink that got sent to us.
The drink from the first of the show.
And, you don't think Gary Stein's taking more than his body weight?
Stein's not here. He's on a Skype line.
That's right. Stein Skypes in for Tony's show.
But Tony is a very thirsty guy. However,
you don't think somebody's over abusing the privilege of the soda in the refrigerator?
You know what? I am not. I don't have much interest in energy drinks.
Yes.
How do the Red Bulls hold up? Do they move at a fast rate?
I think what moves the fastest, and I really don't fault anyone for this.
Right.
Is the water. But water is ubiquitous. Everybody needs a little.
Yeah.
You know, refresher before their broadcast.
Tony, I see you've got that Pure Leaf tea. You don't.
That's actually in the fridge. You bought those.
He bought those. Yeah.
This morning.
Why would you buy them if we have them here?
Well, because I need something on the way to work.
Oh, on the way to work.
But you see, I mean, I would like to give Pony carte blanche to take whatever he needs.
He needs the most nutrients.
To home to his refrigerator. To bring in to work with him the following day.
Yeah.
That is not just an offer. That is
a requirement.
Yeah. That is you are no longer buying your beverages to come in there. Just go into your own refrigerator.
And sugared beverages for you, please. Lots of sugared beverages.
What is the tea that you're drinking? What is
this is a Lipton Pure Leaf Sweet Tea.
Nice.
By the way, that is a great product.
Sweet.
I had that product on the Super Slab driving down to Florida when I really wanted to go with the sugary beverage. If you want a sugary beverage, that's one of the best you can
have. Best for driving.
All right. So what are the rules of engagement then?
I think the rules of engagement
is first we got to put a tracking collar on Rob.
Hold on. Let me interrupt here. Can you secure the refrigerator when our show is done taping?
Long padlock.
I could do one better. Charlie, the gentleman who works on the... Not Charlie. You're Charlie. Mike,
no, no.
But
she works here too, though.
Where's the Red Bull?
Charlie, you can't have any more.
What?
You can't have any more.
Why not?
You know how you get.
Where's the football player? Where's the football player?
He's in the next room, Charlie.
Gridiron.
Hey, Charlie, look at this energy drink.
Oh, pussy.
All right.
One of the principal partners in the business that's here, he brought in a handful of these Nest cams, right?
Right.
For security purposes.
Sure.
And I said, hey, do you mind if we take one of those cameras and put them in the fridge facing out?
Oh, you are a genius. Are you kidding? Did he give you permission?
He said, of course.
Oh, that's great.
Until we open up, it would be fun to do.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Bring that down to NOLA.
Could
that
you video. Imagine the video of Rofo reaching in?
Filling up
and pulling.
Hold on, I'm going to do a visual. I'm going to do a visual for you, okay? Pretend this is a regular soda.
Yeah.
Okay? What if the Nest Cam was like this? What if it was like this? It's like Rofo chugging soda.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That would be so
Do you think
fun.
He's a principal suspect?
I would think so, because he loves energy drinks.
Yeah, he's a big beverage consumer.
It's not just that, it's beverages.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, yeah, and it's been documented. Rofo's water weight actually equals the one of the Great Lakes.
Well, he retains water like
Philadelphia. Is it Superior or is it I think it's Superior. Is it Ontario?
Mike, he is Lake Inferior.
Lake Inferior. Oh, that's terrible. That boy, he's not even here and he's a punching bag, isn't he?
Well, no, I think that we're going to find out what's going on. And I'll give you some cash if you don't mind, Rob, next time you go to Costco.
Yeah, sure.
We can refill. Because then I think that would be a sign. And I don't need anybody to go and check inventory. I think the camera is going to tell the story.
Sure.
Right, right. Yeah, see, do you understand what he's doing there, Rob? You understand. We got to take a break.
Well, this is... Oh, yeah.
You know what he's doing? You see, remember when your answer was, it looks like it's about normal. You see, that's a... There's no comedy thread there. That's the... just a little comedy one. You can learn every day on the show. That's,
I always try. And every day and every way, I'm getting better and better.
Absolutely. That's what I say. We're going to take a break, and we'll have more fun and more thrills on the...
Keep sending the OSA!
Yes, please.
Yes, more beverages. Thank you.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men, the class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to Mike O'Mara, the show. That wonderful horror music in the back of that promo, courtesy of Mike O'Mara's elbow. Thank you very much, everybody. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Scary. Ooh. Halloween, fast approaching. No, we didn't get to anything on the show today.
That, you know what? We didn't. Show. Oh, my God. We didn't get to Nikki.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Can we have Nikki tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll make sure. Yeah.
Well, we'll have Nikki tomorrow. All the boys and ghouls are shopping through our Amazon portal.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Cool, that wasn't meant on. That wasn't. Again, we didn't do that on purpose.
No,
it just happened. Yeah. Tony Lamb. He bought a horrifying North Korean flag lapel pin, which he claims is for a Kim Jong Un Halloween costume. We're watching you, Lamb. Kate Crumry brought new eyeglasses for her father, so he'll be able to see the zombies before they attack. And Cindy Darnell Baruti bought a satanic 3-pack of hair mousse, hair straightener, and hairspray. That's enough product to duplicate the Bride of Frankenstein's hairdo. More like hair don't, am I right, ladies? Anyway, Amazon has costumes, candy, all the horrifying paraphernalia your haunted house desires, or heart desires. Get Amazon.
That's, yes.
Get stuff through Amazon, and we thank you in advance.
News.
News. 68. That's the age where most people are watching grandchildren. But Billy Joel just can't stop spreading his seed.
Oh, Joel seed.
He and his fourth wife, Alexis Roderick, are expecting their second child next month. Alexis is in her mid-30s, and they already have a 2-year-old daughter named Della Rose. God, that's just so inappropriate. In a recent interview, Billy... No, I'm joking. I'm doing an older father joke. In a recent interview, Billy said, quote, "Della is pretty good. She sleeps through the night. I hope the next one will." So he planned on it. He wanted to have a kid.
Wow.
I hang out with her and watch her little wheel spin, and she's a hoot. She's a funny kid. She loves to laugh, and I like to make her laugh. This will be Billy's third child. He also has a daughter named Alexa Rachel from his second wife, Christy Brinkley. Alexa is 31, so she's basically the same age as her 35-year-old stepmom, Alexis. So
a lot of Alexa in his life.
Yeah.
By the way, my kids, you know, my niece, my nephew are more contemporaries of Carla than they are of me.
I'm a big fan of Green Day and who isn't, right?
Right.
But if Carla's name was Catherine, would that kind of turn you off?
It would be weird.
Right?
It would. Mm-hmm. I thought of that when I saw the Alexis and it's Alexa Ray.
Yeah.
It's just kind of strange.
I wonder
if
he has the home assistant, too.
No, anyone who does Alexa. is listening to this, they're going crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
At 68, father, another child.
Thank you, Alexa. I appreciate that. If you asked NFL fans who's the most overrated quarterback is, you know, in the league, there'd probably be a lot of votes for the guy that I talk about all the time, Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Even though he's won 2 Super Bowls, which is more than 20 teams, which is more than, I don't know what this means. I'm sorry, my apologies.
It's okay.
ESPN polled 155 NFL players, and 14% of them pegged Eli as the most overrated quarterback. Andrew Luck got the second most. I think they were part of the same draft. Maybe.
Yeah,
no,
sounds
I might
about
be wrong
right.
about that. 11% of the vote for Andrew Luck, followed by Joe Flacco, Jay Cutler, and Sam Bradford. Here are some other poll results. Who is the one quarterback you would not want as a teammate? Jay Cutler got 42% of the vote.
Wow.
Followed by Cam Newton and Philip Rivers. Here's the third question. Which quarterback talks the most trash? Number one, going away, Cam Newton, 26% of the vote, followed by Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. Which quarterback will win the most Super Bowls in the next 10 years? Tom freaking Brady again.
Again?
He got 21% of the vote.
He'll that be 70 at the end of 10
it's
years.
It's the system.
Next 10 years. So that's a little poll for the NFL.
Eli, by the way, when you said his open mouth, I
yeah, it's great.
Fell over.
So great.
Gets away with it. No one ever said, close your mouth, makes you look dumb. Nobody said it because he was a great quarterback since he was 3 years old and everybody blew smoke up his butt. That's
just
the way it goes.
Just heard back from Nicky Diamond. He will be joining us tomorrow. I told him that he's the best. He said, no argument here.
CBS released a trailer yesterday for the animated special Michael Jackson's Halloween. The early online buzz is that it looks kind of lame, but we'll see. It airs a week from tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Here's the official synopsis. Millennials Vincent and Victoria
Boo.
Meet accidentally on Halloween night and find themselves along with Ichabod the dog at a mysterious hotel located at 777 Jackson Street called This Place Hotel. Once inside, Vincent and Victoria are sent on an unexpected magical adventure of personal discovery, culminating in a spectacular dance finale featuring an animated Michael Jackson. CBS, everyone.
Hey,
there it is.
It's a special from CBS.
Do you think Thriller still holds up for them?
I guarantee that the dance finale will be based on the Thriller video.
Of course.
Yeah, but do you think millennials, if they watch Thriller, the video... If
all
they,
I
that
can
they
tell
be
you,
like, whoa, this is great.
My daughters love that video, and my son loves that video.
Good.
I don't know about the video. I know that both my kids still love the album.
The songs are
yeah,
amazing.
The songs are great.
Your
yeah.
kids are more retro, I think, because you expose them to it. But I think that the, you know, as far as Thriller, I think Thriller holds up.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. You know, who knows? A new survey asked people under 40 if they could only keep the phone app or the messaging app. One of them. If they can only keep one, which one would they want? And 73% picked texting over calling.
Yeah,
of course.
Here are a few more results from the survey. 74% of us communicate with people digitally more than we do face-to-face. I might be coming close to that. I think I probably do.
I have a friend who from business school that when we text, I feel like they're always mad. So I would rather talk to some people to get the gauge of what's going on.
Yeah, well, it is hard. It's very hard.
Right?
I heard once that anytime you text and end a text with a period, it makes you look like you're pissed off.
It's grammar.
I know it's grammar, but it just appears like you're finally saying goodbye.
Like, oh, I got a text. He goes, I'll email him. Like but I wrote back. I said, you know, when you text, you're not using caps, but they're so short.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like you're mad. And he says, my wife says that all the time.
Angry Kurt. It's Kurt.
It is Kurt.
I only use 2 punctuation marks when I'm texting. Question mark, exclamation point.
I wrote him try emojis.
Yeah. An eggplant softens everything.
Oscar really has actually brought us into the world of emojis when we text each other. It's ridiculous. 70% of us sleep with our phone within arm's reach. I do not. 52% of us check it if we wake up briefly in the middle of the night. I do not. 42% have no problem with texting during family dinner. If I get a drink, I probably have been guilty of that,
sure.
But most often not. And 28% have no problem texting while they're having a conversation with someone else. That's the Carla O'Mara rule, right?
Really?
There. That is, yeah. I mean, she texts, and when you know, she stops.
Does she ever say "excuse me" or anything, or does she just do it?
She looks at me and she says, "F you, Mike."
Oh, okay.
That's it. No, I'm kidding. Of course,
I'm with you.
A couple named Marília Perioni and Matheus Martins got married in Brazil a few weeks ago. This is a sweet little human interest. It was supposed to be an outdoor wedding, but it rained, so they moved it inside. And a stray dog that was covered in mud kept crashing the party to get out of the heavy rainstorm. It walked in during the bridal chorus, right, when she was about to walk down the aisle. Then it came back, and some guests shooed it outside again. Then during the vows, it walked in again, poor little doggy, went straight up to the altar with its muddy paws and laid down on the end of her veil. Muddy dog on the end of the veil. It was a long veil, so, you know, it was on the ground. Sure. Instead of freaking out, Marília thought it was great and told everybody to let the poor animal stay. So he stayed throughout the ceremony, then ran outside once the rain stopped. They could tell he was a great dog, though, so Marília and Matheus, they spent a week tracking him down and ended up adopting the dog. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that very? Thank you. I'll never put a story like that in New Zealand. And now a little something. A 33-year-old guy named James Kramer bought an erotic whip for $30 from an adult store in Longmont, Colorado. Woo! Last week, the specific one he bought is the British fantasy series Metal Beaded Flogger, if you're a connoisseur. The flogger must have been defective because later that day, James went back to the adult store and got into an argument with the employees. And he even tried to attack him with the employees with the flogger. They're not sure why he was so upset. He wound up jamming the whip into the breaker box to try to kill their power. But he accidentally went after their neighbor's box. So he took out the power to an O'Reilly Auto Parts store instead. He was arrested for felony menacing and misdemeanor criminal mischief and criminal tampering. If you want to know what was wrong with James's flogger, you're going to have to ask his dolphin. I'm so sorry. That's something about Mary. Hang there. That's all I have. We'll take a break. Come back. You got some little sounds. Are you ready for it?
They're adorable.
They teach you that here?
Brad.
All right. We'll do that. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, listen, I'm in the process of doing a lot of voiceovers now, and I'm really, really excited to be getting back into that game, and I can do it for you. I want to tell you about MikeOVO.com. You can make any voiceover sound the best it can be. MikeOVO will bring you one click away from my voice, baby. Yes, I've done a lot of narrations. I've done a lot of spots over the years. You listen to them on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you need a classic announcer, I can do that. A lot of character voices as well. You want to check out the stuff that I do, you can go to MikeOVO.com and we can make something happen for you. Commercials, radio promos, imaging, audiobooks, narration of any kind. You'd be surprised what I will do because I love money. High-quality audio with a fast turnaround time. If you can write it, I can voice it and bring it to life. Go to MikeOVO.com and contact us today. That's MikeOVO.com and let me do the talking and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 19, 2017.
Mike, are you still a big Pistons fan?
Oh, I love the Detroit Pistons. I've always been a huge fan.
Well, for the first time since 1979, last night they played a game in Detroit. They've had a suburban arena since 1979, about 40 miles outside of town. And Eminem was there looking nice and heavy in his hoodie to fire up the crowd. Here's Eminem firing up the first Detroit Pistons crowd since 1979.
Welcoming back for the first time in almost 40 years to our city. To my city, to your city. Make some noise for the Detroit Pistons. Let's go!
Yeah,
I know, bad mic there, but it's
sorry
good because
about that.
Eminem, he's only 60 now. So
he's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, he is active. So congratulations on them coming back to the fair city of Detroit, one of my favorite towns, Mike. Motor City.
Is it really?
No.
Have you ever been?
I had a layover there once. And I was on a flight. And
Northwest?
I think so. And just to save time, when I got off the plane, I threw my wallet in the trash.
Very good.
That way they didn't have to mug me.
There it is. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob's such a dick. Like, Detroit doesn't have enough props.
Yeah, like I'm going to make a difference. Like, you're like, I'm there's just someone throw my who's money on the bubble wall. About hating Detroit. Oh, well, Rob doesn't like it. That's it.
You know what? It's scary when you watch just the news and they do these profiles on how some of Detroit, essentially, it's the city has shrunk so much that right. they're making certain parts of what used to be a city parkland.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It's sad. It's very, right? very sad. Yeah, that's the auto industry right Man. There. That's why that happened.
The eighth oldest person in the United States, he is no longer with this show. No, I'm kidding. The eighth oldest person in the United States, her name is Lucy Trekesey, and she turned 112, and they interviewed her, and here's her advice for what she does to keep going after 112 years.
Well, I never drink coffee. I drink milk. I think it's milk. I don't drink it, but I still like beer. And I split one.
Well, tell everybody who your favorite is. We know it's Marty.
Marty. Marty Griffin. Oh, Marty, hi. I listen to you every day. I have my radio at home.
So you want to know who's Aww. Listening to radio now? That's your demographic. She loves the Marty Griffin show.
I love it.
Marty Griffin. Way to go, Marty. And she splits a beer.
Yeah.
That's you know? Sweet.
That's such an old lady thing.
Splitting beers. I think I'm going to start splitting beers.
With whom?
I don't know. Myself.
First one half, then the other.
Mike, if you split a beer, you won't even... Like, the beer...
That's a sip.
Yeah. That's a sip, right?
Yeah. That's a sip for me.
Really I remember... Is. Do you still... Can you still take down, like, 30 Miller Lights?
You know, I don't do had it nearly as much.
What
still,
situation would present yeah. itself that he had
a
to?
A wedding.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'll give you a last name. Cerrito. What situation? There's the situation. That's it.
All Cerrito. Right. The group AHA, I believe you played the song Take On Me a few times in your disc jockey career.
Take On Me.
It's a personal bugaboo to me because alphabetically it's the first song in my iTunes. Mm. So whenever I default to iTunes, it starts playing. So... But they got some traction earlier in the month when they did an acoustic version of Take On Me on a European version of MTV Unplugged. It was pretty nice. It sounded like this.
Talking away, oh, I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it.
So that got some spin
same
on.
Same band?
Yep. And they sound pretty good. Look a little older, but hey.
Sounds great.
But, by the way, Take On Me, never understood the lyrics, but... You know, shine away.
Great video, too. Okay. However, I was impressed with this, but not as impressed as the guy who took the original song and added an air horn. I think it really makes the song.
Literally feel like I know this is all done on a computer,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
But the logic for me and what would be the funny is if it's your roommate in college and right. he's sitting at yeah. his little laptop and he's hitting right. his air horn.
Creating that.
You're like, dude!
Oh, he's using it in the chorus too. Let's listen. Let's see what happens here.
I love it.
So I thought that was pretty worth it. Like that quite a bit. We close. Oh, I want to sneak this in. I know you love Joe Buck. So what they did is a guy.
Joe Buck, man. I mean, Joe, get the look right.
No,
shave
can't
the
happen.
Head or the beard. I don't know what he's up to. That man is obsessed with like changing his look. And
well, he's trying to find the look, and he's never found one.
He's never found the look.
Someone
just shave your beard.
Someone who has an incredible either grievance against him or just nothing else to do went through over the past 20 years and pulled every Joe Buck promo for Fox shows that did not succeed and made like an 8-minute
guy,
like an 8-minute megamix.
That is so cruel. Who'd be cruel enough to play that on their show?
Oh, not this show.
Action and adventure are alive and well on Fox this summer. While the other networks are showing reruns, you'll experience the passion, magic, and the mystery of Roar. An epic new series premiering this Monday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Oh, stop, 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 stop. All right, you set it up wrong. So it's not Joe Buck shows.
No,
it's just shows on Fox
that failed.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We don't have to apologize to Joe Buck for that.
I thought you were going to say, like,
Fox Network. I thought you were saying it was Joe
Buck show.
Yeah, the failed. Yeah. Where Artie Lang, like, completely shut him down because he was so cruel.
The first episode, right?
Yes. Artie Lang's such a dick. Oh. Unbelievable to Joe Buck in that. Let's listen to the bad Fox shows. All right, I like
that. Well, no, actually, you want more of that? Okay.
Action and adventure are alive and well on Fox this summer while the other networks are showing reruns.
The great thing about it is none of these shows, and I'm a TV guy, I don't remember any of these shows.
Do you remember Roar?
I don't remember a show called Roar, do you?
Monday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Fox.
Friday, catch the most original police drama in years on the series premiere of Ryan Caulfield, Year One. Then the creator of The X-Files brings you the ultimate mind game, Harsh Realm.
What?
It all starts Friday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central here on Fox. Friday night, two out, bases empty for Jose Offerman.
Girls Club premieres tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 8 Central after the season premiere of Boston Public. That was about three young lawyers who worked together in a San Francisco firm, and you saw Kyler Lee and Kathleen Robertson, and also stars Gretchen Mol.
Of course.
And Kevin Apier is left to sit and think on the dugout bench.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's enough.
It goes on for 8.5 minutes, and it's funny that I didn't know a single one of the shows.
I didn't know either. I didn't know. That's why they're not around anymore.
So let us close with this. This comes from Eric Ford, who did a wonderful little piece of production that I think you'll enjoy. Something you're familiar, and he sort of updated it for us. Here is Eric Ford's piece.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of
the world.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Our weekly messages in the mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Our thanks to Dominique Foxworth for dropping by. You can catch Dominique where, Oscar? Do you know where we can catch him?
On the Nickel Package. Search podcast under ESPN, The Nickel Package.
Good guy. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.